Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on this weekday meditation. I really trust that you will find these so super helpful that you find quietude, solitude, and the peace, power, and direction that comes as a result. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18 says, "And the Lord will deliver me from every evil attack and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. All glory to God forever and ever. Amen." How beautiful is that? You might be under attack right now. Maybe it's finances, maybe it is a relationship, maybe it's a parenting. I don't know, maybe you're under attack from so many different areas. What I do know is this: all of us find ourselves under attack at some point. And I know very few of us that don't feel under attack all the time. Well, what do we do? Well, we trust that the Lord will deliver us from every evil attack and will bring us safely into his heavenly kingdom. And you say, well, does that mean heaven, Chuck? Oh, his kingdom is far bigger than that, friend. He wants you to live in it now. So I invite you to join me in this time of meditative prayer. God, would you search my heart? Point out every evil, wicked, sinful way, especially those things that are hidden deep inside my soul. Lord, I lay them at your feet and seek your forgiveness and ask you to restore me in right relationship with you. God, I need you to go and fight for me. And Lord, I'm grateful that you promised to safely carry me back safely into the kingdom. Lord, today I'm so grateful for, and then you tell the Lord two things you're grateful for. And Lord, today I thank you that you're a good and a gracious God. Would you give me courage to face? And then you finish that prayer. And Lord, we pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. So let's prepare to hear from him. I believe one of the keys to prayer is stopping and finding quietude and solitude and allowing the voice of God to reach down inside of us and prod and pull and suggest and nod and sometimes even vocally say, "This is the way, walk ye in it." I want to give you a couple of moments to do that. So find your peace, find your quietude, settle your soul, let your shoulders fall at ease, and listen to the voice of God. I'll mind the time, and I'll be right back. Well, the end of 2 Timothy 4:18 says, "All glory to God forever and ever. Amen." How beautiful is that? My friend, listen, when we come before the Lord, He is always faithful, and He will always do what is right for you and brings glory to Him. God bless you. I'll see you back again tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.